from the other daily devotion is here to there again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the other daily devotion with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Good morning or good day. We thank God for another beautiful day, the 31st day in the month of March, the last day in the month of March, the last day of the first quarter, and the last day of our tribulation and persecutions in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall be the last day of our worries in the mighty name of Jesus. The first quarter is packing up today. Our life will not pack up with it in Jesus' mighty name. We will do greater exploits as we are preparing, warming up for the second part of 2023. And I pray that the best that you receive in the first 3 months of this year will become the good of what you receive in the new quarter in the mighty name of Jesus. The great grace of God is manifesting. The Lord said He will surprise us with pleasant surprises, things that will make things to show forth. He said He will give us comfort from every angle. That's what the Lord said, and He's doing it. He said, I will open rivers in high places, and He's doing so. Brethren, He said He will turn the valley to fountains. You see, He will turn the wilderness to pool of water. Look at that. And He said it clearly. He said, our dry ground will now become springs of water. Springs of water. The mighty grace of God is manifesting upon our life in Jesus' mighty name. It's our season of strength. It's our season of grace. It's our season of manifestation of His blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. The power of the Most High God is going on swiftly upon our life, and we are rejoicing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Happy new month in advance. Brethren, today we rejoice and celebrate with the children of March, those that were born on the last day of March, and we say happy birthday. What a glorious day. What a marvelous day. The Lord counted you worthy to be alive today. Great and mighty things you are doing. Challenges that are coming your way has been giving you a push. We celebrate God. We give praise to God for His faithfulness and mercy upon our life. It's our season of glory to glory in the mighty name of Jesus. In your new age, you are breaking fallow grounds. You are doing great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. The Lord will open your eye and you will see the hidden treasures in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Likewise, those that are celebrating one anniversary or the other, we have variety of anniversaries. It varies. But whichever one you are celebrating that is giving you joy, that makes you to be happy from within, that makes people to see you as somebody special, those anniversaries shall duplicate themselves. They will come forth again in Jesus' name. Be it wedding anniversary, your offspring, your children, you witness their wedding too. Be it graduation, you witness that of your children. Be it housewarming, you witness that of your offspring in the mighty name of Jesus. Be it promotion, you will see it happening in the life of your children. So that's why I say it will be duplicated in Jesus' mighty name. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary in Jesus' mighty name. That is done and settled. Brethren, let's look at the word of the Lord today. Let's look at what the Lord is saying to us. You know, yesterday I stopped with the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 12. Romans chapter 10 verse 12 yesterday. That says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. The same God unto all that call upon Him. The only condition there is to call upon the Lord. So when you're now calling upon the Lord, then the Lord hosts you, no excuses. He has given us that open ticket, call unto me. So He's saying to you now, the only way is to call unto Him. God will not just interfere. He interfered in the life of Adam in the Garden of Eden. When he asked God, who told you that you are naked? He said, the woman that gave us unto me. And that was the beginning of our calling Him. Prayer. We call unto Him. If you don't call Him, we'll be looking at you. He knows what to do. Remember, when He wanted to feed the multitude, in the book of Mark chapter 6, the Bible said, for He knoweth what He will do. He knows what to do. He knows how He's going to do it. But He wants to see our seriousness. He wants to see our concentration. Brethren, whosoever, that's the ticket, whosoever call unto Him. So today, let's move to verse 13. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Let's see what the Lord said there. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Invariably, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be blessed. Whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall receive. So you have to call unto Him. Whosoever, there is no limitation. Who told you that you are not qualified to call on the Lord? He created you. Before we are formed in our mother's belly, He knoweth us. So God knows everything about us. We are calling unto Him to subdue the forces that wants to have dominion over us. As a child, you call on the Lord, come and save me. And whosoever call unto Him shall be saved. I decree tonight that the power to call on the name of the Lord shall come upon you in Jesus' mighty name. Whatsoever you are passing through, the Lord's name is very easy. Call unto God. Bury your pride. Call unto God in humility and He will show up. Brethren, when you look into the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2, he say, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Brethren, do you have the understanding of what he's saying there? He said, when we gather ourselves together, we have become a church. The one in Corinth, those that have been made holy in Christ Jesus. So don't look at it and say, I'm not a Corinthian, so I can't be in Corinth. Brethren, wherever you have become saints, selected by God, picked by God, with all those who are in every place to give honor to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and our God. No discrimination. Those that have made up their mind, I've got my mind made up. I don't know about you. We call on the name of the Lord. We call on the name of Jesus. He's our advocate. This is the bridge that gets us connected to our Maker. He's the bridge. He's our intercessor. He's our solicitor and advocate. Brethren, today, whosoever you are qualified, don't allow anybody to look down on you. He didn't say, call unto me this tribe or call unto me that tribe. You are qualified and it is well with you in Jesus' mighty name. Let me stop here today, and by the special grace of God, tomorrow shall be full of testimonies in Jesus' mighty name. You have wonderful testimony in the name of Jesus. If the Lord bless you and you have testimony to share, send it to this podium and the Lord of hosts will give you more testimonies in Jesus' mighty name. By His grace, I will come your way tomorrow again for more of His revelation. And in the advance, I say happy new month. Enjoy pleasant surprises. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank FCMB, or you can use 3025365130. Account name Alabi Femi. Bank First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90380214 02 or +234 80561678 40. You can also write us through our email ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.